Joining us right now is Shimon Prokipesi. He is a crime and justice reporter for CNN, and he's been working on this story regarding the wiretapping of Paul Manafort. Shimon, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Sure, and thanks for having me.
So the question that I have for you that I want to start out with is, when exactly was Paul Manafort wiretapped by the government?
The sources that we've talked to and information that we have basically indicates that sometime in 2014, the FBI became interested in some of Paul Manafort's dealings with Ukrainian officials, lobbying efforts, consulting. And at that point, the Ukrainian officials were part of a corruption probe. And so the FBI decided to begin to look into Manafort and to see if he had any role, if there was any corruption where he was part of. And it was around that time we're told that the FBI decided to get the secret warrant to go before the FISA court and wiretap his phone.
Now, was the Podesta group included in any of that, since they were also involved in some activity in regards to the Ukraine?
Right. Yeah, we don't have any information about that. We don't know if they were included on that. You know, we did reach out to them when we put the story together. They had, you know, not commented on it. They said they had no comment. But in terms of whether they were part of that investigation, we don't know.
So there was a first FISA court order, and it started in 2014, right? And then that wiretap concluded when?
So it concludes at some point. We don't exactly know when it concludes, but it stops at some point. And we're told because, you know, with these warrants, you have to keep going to the court and basically show them that you're gathering evidence, and that there is enough evidence to keep the warrant open, to keep this. It's very secretive, and this warrant is very intrusive. Basically, this gives unbelievable powers to investigators, to FBI agents,
right,
who can conduct all sorts of surveillance on subjects. So they go to the court, you know, maybe every 90 days or so, and they have to show the court that they have enough evidence to keep this warrant open. At some point, the FBI stops because they just don't have enough evidence, at least from what we're told, to keep the warrant going.
Shimon,
we don't know exactly when.
Do you have any sense of whether or not it was concurrent with the campaign? Was he ever campaign chairman and being wiretapped at the same time?
Yeah, that we also don't know.
Okay.
We know that at some point when the FBI opened this part of the Russian meddling investigation, and in July of last year, when they opened an investigation to Trump associates, campaign associates, during that time, around that time, whether it was while he was the chairman or sometime after, they do go back to the FISA court and get another warrant for Paul Manafort.
And do we know if any of the justification contained in that application before the FISA court revolved around the Steele memo, the infamous dossier?
So we do know that on Carter Page, which was another early on, he was, you know, claimed to be a Trump associate. He worked on some foreign policy. We know for him, we were told by sources that some of the Steele dossier information was used as part of a justification to get a FISA on him. We don't know if the Steele dossier was used in Manafort's case, but it was used in other FISA warrants, like the Carter Page one. But for this specific one, we don't know.
Now, I mean, in light of the fact that, I mean, a lot has been made of this, you know, but, and CNN, of course, reporting this week that Manafort's wires were tapped. This has led a bunch of people to go back to March and look at that tweet from the president of the United States, who tweeted the following: terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. Now, we should point out Paul Manafort lived in Trump Tower. Does all of this make Trump's tweet from March more plausible?
So, you know, the Justice Department obviously looked into this, you know, certainly when Trump tweeted this, you know, we went back and we talked to sources, and there was never any indication that Trump Tower was wiretapped or any of the president's phone lines were tapped. Yes, Paul Manafort did live in, did have an apartment at Trump Tower, but, you know, we don't know if Trump Tower was part of the surveillance, certainly as it relates to Paul Manafort. We do know from just the Justice Department's own statements and from some court filings recently where they say that they cannot talk about FISA. They have nothing that they can offer publicly. But they do say that they did not, there was no FISA on the president, that at no point were his phones tapped. So, you know, this is kind of, you know, some people have been talking about.
Yes.
But there is nothing to indicate that any of that is
true. Well, does this new information that you and your colleagues at CNN have reported make you more skeptical of the government's prior statements?
No, I mean, not at all. I mean, I think we know based on what the sources we talked to and the former FBI director, you know, James Comey, when he appeared on the Hill just before he was fired, I mean, he answered that question. You know, the Justice Department and filings has answered that question. And some senior people who were part of the investigation at the Justice Department and elsewhere that we've gone back to during that time also have denied it. So, no, it does not cause any skepticism for us. Look, I think there was a lot going on in this investigation during that time, during July, you know, even before then when the FBI started looking at Russian meddling. And these secret filings, these warrants, you know, they're very sensitive and it's very hard to get information on them. The fact that we even know this much is shocking. But these are very intrusive warrants. And the government almost never speaks about them. It's just the program, the way it's designed, the way the court is designed. You know, this is not to be spoken about.
Yeah. Well, Shimon, thank you. I appreciate. I'm sorry, we ran out of time here, but I appreciate your perspective. I'd urge you to look at. I mean, obviously, you know, James Clapper has given conflicting statements to your very network on this. It seems, and I would encourage you to be in a perpetual state of skepticism, no matter who's your source here. But I genuinely appreciate you coming and filling us in on CNN's latest reporting on Mornings on the Mall, sir.